inside the Orleans Hotel and Casino. This is the Marvin Menzies Radio Show, brought to you by Fenley Toyota, MGM Resorts International, NV Energy, and by Fenley Chevrolet. Now, here are your hosts, John Sandler and Robert Smith.
We are back at Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino, the Marvin Menzies Radio Show. I don't know how he does it, but Coach sliding in right at the as the starting gun hits. John Sandler, Robert Smith, and Head Coach Marvin Menzies visiting with you as the Runner Rebels really now making the turn into the home stretch. Just three regular season games left at New Mexico on Sunday morning, Las Vegas time. That'll be interesting. And then the big one a week from yesterday, senior night against Reno at the Thomas and Mack, an 8 o'clock start, and a lot going on. The first 3,000 fans are going to get T-shirts. And, of course, the senior night festivities for JoJo and Jordy, that will be huge. And, oh, by the way, it's Reno. So we'll get into that a little bit as well. And then the season finale up on Saturday, a week from Saturday, up in Logan, Utah against Utah State before the Mountain West Conference tournament. Then we'll see, because a lot still to be decided. As I said, John, Robert, and Coach, I don't really want to talk about the last two games. I don't know about you. We can find some other things to talk about, I'm sure. But I know the fans want to hear just a little bit. It's been as well as the team had been playing and then been getting better. And it's the thing that Robert and I talked about last night on the air, how perplexed we are, because for 26 games, this team played hard, and you know, they weren't always 100% able to win it on every occasion and execute perfectly.
Right.
But you didn't get the sense that they were stunned out there, if you will. And the last couple of games, they've looked a little bit lost. And right. I know that you've got a lot of theories about it, but that's what you hear from the fans is why? What's going on?
Well, I think there's always it's a multifaceted, deal. It's never like, well, this happened, and so that's why these things happen. It's usually when you run across a valley, there's peaks and valleys in every season for every team across the United States. So when you hit these peaks like we had not that long ago, and then now you drift into a valley, you got to look into your squad. You got to look into the players and talk to the guys. And we had a few guys by the office today and watched some film and had a lot of phone conversations late into the evening last night and then today as well to get a gauge. Is it physical? Is it mental? Is it a combination of both? Is it what tweaks need to occur? But what you don't want to do is, like I told the guys last night after the game, you don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. It's a system. It's in place. It's proven to work. But we've got to do a better job at taking care of business on the floor. And that all starts with energy and effort. And some of that is on the guys, and them taking responsibility for playing through adversity, having positive responses and body language and just their whole joy of the love of basketball. And why do you play this game? It's for the love of it, I would hope. And I think that we addressed some of that with the guys. We talked about the freshman component and the freshman hitting the wall a little bit physically and mentally, and talking about how to get through that and how to persevere through those stages of the season. So, in essence, we're in a valley, and how do we get out of the valley? One of the good friends I have in L.A. who's followed my career forever has said, I think what happened last night was you let one loss turn into two. And that was the San Diego State loss. You think about it. We hadn't had a double-digit loss all year.
We hadn't trailed by double digits but for a few minutes.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, you lose by 38.
Yeah.
So, that's a massive punch in the throat, and it's you're gagging for air trying to figure some things out. But then once you catch your breath, you go, wait a minute, we're okay. We're okay. But we've got some fixing to do. But at the same time, it's you know, it's the same team that played Arizona to overtime. It's the same team that beat Reno at Reno. It's the same team that, you know, has had major leads early in games here in conference. So we know we have it. We just got to recapture it. And the way you recapture it is collectively together, discussing it, and then going out on the floor and working it. So tomorrow we've got a 10 a.m. practice. And I think it'll be spirited. I think the guys will be ready to go. And I think that we'll get better. And, you know, with three games left and everybody all bunched up, three games left in conference and everybody all bunched up, we have to play better on Sunday. And the winning is always going to be a result of how you play, right? So if we take the first step and say we're going to play better, then we, you know, we'll see if that translates into a win.
Robert, I want to talk about the freshman thing for a minute, because I do, you know, you watch Nunu on the court. You watch Brandon on the court a little bit. You watch Amari and you watch Shekna and you know, Mbake, pardon me. And it's very, very clear that, you know, whether it's mentally the focus, whether it's physically wearing down, the sharpness that we saw earlier, you know, the shots aren't falling. Amari was so good knocking down shots earlier in the year, and it's a little bit off. Getting to the rim, not quite as quickly, as aggressively. And I don't mean to pick on him, just an example. Do you remember making the transition from high school to college, even at the JUCO level, and the challenges that you faced as a result?
Yeah, I mean, that first year, you're always going to – I don't care how good you are, how talented you are, that adjustment that first year of playing more games than you used to playing from high school, the fact that you're playing against more physical guys, more talented guys, and guys that have more experience than you. You know, now you have to know all your options. And for a freshman, they usually have one or two options. When it comes to that third and fourth option, once you get into the season and you're tired, they don't have that experience of thinking through things. Mm-hmm. And that's where, you know, they get caught up. And once they have a couple of bad games and all of a sudden – it starts running into each other, and there's more games of not playing solid. It's a big adjustment for them, but a lot of it is mental. I mean, yeah, you're physically tired. You're beat up sometimes after traveling and playing and having to go and play another tough game. A lot of it is you got to sit down and get inside yourself and mentally get tougher, because coaches can tell you something. Parents from home can call and tell you something, but – it's got to come from within.
Yeah, and you have to go through it. You can't just invent it.
No. You have to go through it. It's a life skills thing, you know, that you have to get through.
Are the guys, Coach, I mean, when you talk to the freshmen, I know you met with a bunch of them today, and you said you talked to them. Are they self-aware enough to say, you know what, you know, I am a little tired, or I'm not thinking as clearly on the court as I was because of that? Is there any?
Some guys are, you know, every guy's a little bit different. You know, some guys say, I got to get more rest. You know, I don't think I'm going to bed early enough. And, you know, we talk to them about some of those things in nutrition and things like that that can help you to power through the grind at this stage of the season. So, but, you know, my message is, to the guys and to the fans and to everyone, is that, you know, the guy in the head seat has been here before. I know what it looks like. You know, we were 14-17, as I mentioned, in my second year at New Mexico State, and the next year we're in the tournament. This isn't going to be one of those years. I think we have more talent, and I think we can finish strong this year. I think the hope for the future is really bright, but I still think there's a lot of hope for this future. Yeah. I mean, for this immediate future with this team, because – they've proven to me that they can do it. You know, when you look at last year, we never really had any. Did we have any marquee wins? Did we have any, you know? So eventually you got to be real with yourself, you know. But this team has shown flashes of brilliance, really, quite frankly. So now the hope and the anticipation for the bounce back and improved play and a run in March and all those things are real. And so that's why I'm still very excited, optimistic, and you know, I believe in my guys.
You love your guys.
I love my guys dearly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, and I think it's probably one of the reasons we've seen, I mean, you know, our fans are passionate. We talk about that all the time, and that passion means that after a win, emotions are sky high, and we're going to conquer the world and
right.
beat the Warriors and beat the Dodgers and beat the Steelers. And after a loss, you know, everybody needs to leave. And
Chicken Little.
And,
you know.
and the world's coming to an end and right. sell all your stuff. But I do think that those flashes of brilliance and being able to stand toe-to-toe with Arizona and being able to beat Utah and have some good wins and go to Reno and get a win, I mean, it causes the valley to seem a lot deeper than maybe it really is.
Right, and that's a good way to put it. And there is nothing but good things ahead. You know, how soon they occur is up to this year's team.
Yeah.
You know, but there's at the end of the day, we're going to do the right things. We're gonna give them the right mechanisms for improvement. And so now, you know, it's really on the guys that walk out on the floor. And that's where we're at.
I think it would have been interesting, you know, and there's no way to do it but to know. But if you had gone and said to, you know, Joe running Rebel fan or Jane running Rebel fan, hey, you know, middle of February, you're going to have 19 wins. You're going to have beaten Reno on the road. You will have split with San Diego State. How you feeling about your team? I think most people would have been and 19 wins after last year. And I think most people would give you a thumbs up there. And it's just a matter of, as you said, Coach, kind of stepping back and just thinking about it for a second.
Just getting perspective. You know, we're at a place right now where, you know, right after a loss is never a feel-good time, right? But my job is not to get caught up in the emotion of managing a company. I'm the CEO of Running Rebel Basketball, and I can't be a knee-jerk guy. I've got to have a plan, and then I got to go work my plan. And that's what we're doing, and that's why somebody asked me today, man, Coach, how could you be so positive? I went and spoke to Valley Bank of Nevada, and their group came actually to campus today, and I was pretty much just me.
Yeah, you were.
And one of the guys said, Coach, how can you be so up and so positive after a loss? And I go, because I'm blessed. I mean, I'm blessed to have a, you know, the job of my dreams. I'm blessed to have a great group of kids. And we're at the beginning stages of something special that I know when the book is all said and done of my tenure and my journey here, of our tenure and journey with staff and all the players that come through underneath me, I'm confident it will be a very good journey, but it's, you know, it's peaks and valleys, brother.
That's right,
no doubt about it. Well, you know, no pain, no gain. When in your career did that light go on for you, where you said, because I talked to, you know, a lot of different coaches, mm-hmm. and there's some coaches who have that confidence,
right.
who know that, give them time, give them resources, give them room, they're going to get it done. And there's some coaches who haven't figured that out yet. And when did that happen for you?
I think probably my third year into being a head coach. You know, I always say my old boss hired an assistant coach, a head coach who was an assistant coach, you know, in training. You know, I was in training to be a head coach, I should say. But I was just coming off of an assistant coach, long tenured assistant coach positions. So he knew what he hired. He knew it was going to take me a little time to kick in. But I think after the third year, I really said, hey, you know, here goes the differences, and I won't get into the whole plethora of reasons and things that are different. But once you identify that, then you just operate differently, you know. You look at, as an assistant coach, you always want to get your guy to be signed and recruited. From the head coach's spot, I got to get the program guy. So that's why we're balancing our classes the way we are, bringing in the young guys and trickling in a JC kid here or a transfer here for wherever the state of the union is and wherever your company is right now. How can we still have engagement, revenue, you know, good PR, good marketing? How can you still do all of that and not have to wait 4 years for it to kick in? So that's what we've kind of balanced. And I thought we created a little bit of buzz. And the fact that you said that, hey, you got people that are upset when we lose. Well, that's good. They didn't expect it.
Right.
So we moved the bar a little bit at least, and we moved the needle. So now it's a time to get them give them something to cheer about again.
And in order to get that going, you really need, I mean, and you talked about it today, you and I have talked about it at length, you need enough guys to have been with you and in your program for a number of years where it just every year regenerates itself, that culture.
It's on automatic, you know, and that's where when you follow success and you follow other programs across the country that have not just had a been a flash in the pan but have sustained, you know, top 25 rankings and standings for year after year after year, typically are teams that have grown from within and brought in younger players, developed them, and now those younger players are teaching and passing the championship culture along to the guys behind them. And then it's less about what the head coach is saying every single day, and also what's going on in the locker room, what's going on the, you know, the type of communication on the practice floor and during the games. That's created over time with retention.
There's no doubt, Robert, on your best teams, they were self-policing. It was the locker room that took care of things. It wasn't the coaches running the show.
No, and I can give you an example of that. When Reggie Theus first came to the program, and he was highly touted, and everybody, you know, we were with open arms brought him in, and we had a couple of games where, you know, we were up and down, and Reggie was taking a lot of shots, and you know,
Reggie, shocker.
We were used to moving the ball around, getting the ball to the open guy, and you know, Reggie came in, and he felt, hey, it's my show now, so. Me, Jackie Robinson, Glenn Gondrzik, we pulled him to the side one game and said, hey, man, you can be a part of this or we can ice you out. He said, we love having you, and we knew the talent we had.
Right.
But we knew in order for us to win, we had to do it together. And at first, he didn't get it. And then when he started seeing he was getting frozen out every now and then, he was like, okay, I got to join the crowd. but we understood because we had been through the program.
Right.
And he felt, hey, I'm coming in and I'm going to take over. And, you know, we knew he was going to have his day, but we knew in order for us to win, we had to do it together.
Right. Have kids changed between back then and now to the point where that's a little bit more difficult to do?
Yeah, I think it is because from what I've seen nowadays, it's more about me than it is about team because, you know, a lot of guys are coming in and they're thinking, hey, you know, I came from this program, and I'm the man, and, you know, I may be a one and done or, you know, 2 years and done. Whereas back then, it was like, hey, everybody figures, hey, we're all figuring that we're going to make pro someday. And, you know, a lot of us weren't thinking of like that. But it was always about let's get it done as a team. Whereas mm-hmm. now it's like, okay, who's going to get the shine? If I'm going to get the shine, then I don't care about you other guys. And it shouldn't be like that, but – you know, that's the way the tennis shoe companies are making it. You know, they're snapping these kids at early ages that, oh, this kid will be a pro. So now they're believing that. And so when they come in and the coach is telling them something, they're looking at coach like, how are you going to tell me? I'm getting ready to go play pro ball.
Right. That's why you got to do your background and when you recruit these kids, you know, and you got to be all in to, you know, who they really are and how they really process, you know, a game and team and family and those things.
Well, we're going to take a break. We're going to continue our conversation because this is interesting. Got a couple other things I want to bring up on that level. We'll take a break. Be back with more. You're listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the UNLV Sports Network from Learfield.
At Findlay Toyota, our mission statement reads, a world-class environment dedicated to building lifelong relationships through integrity and commitment. If that sounds like a family business you'd like to do business with, come in today. At Findlay Toyota, we'll do anything to sell your car.
Is it garbage day? When's the last time you called mom? Should every adult have a safety kit? You've got 1,000 things to think about. At AAA, we want to take auto and home insurance off your mind. Just visit a AAA branch, call 800-JOIN-AAA, or visit AAA.com/protect for a quote. And right now, we'll give you a free safety starter kit. Two less things to think about. 998 to go. Offer good through March 31st, 2018, while supplies last. Restrictions apply.
Runnin' Rebel Basketball is here, so you know what that means. It's the time to gather around at Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. And why would you go anywhere else? We have over 32 TVs, great Budweiser specials for all Rebel games, and the best bar food, voted by you in the 2017 Best of Las Vegas survey. Yep, another one. Come be a part of the excitement this season and join other Rebel fans as they cheer on the team and cheers to a win. Or if you want to host your own viewing party, ask about reserving our bungalow room. Born and Raised on Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango, and in Henderson on St. Rose and Eastern.
At Findlay Toyota, our mission statement is written in our showroom for everyone to see. It reads, a world-class environment dedicated to building lifelong relationships through integrity and commitment. If that sounds like a family business you'd like to do business with, we invite you to come in today. I'm John Barr, and remember,
he'll do anything, at Findlay Toyota, we'll do anything to sell you a car.
With Nevada's highest level of care, UMC is here to deliver in the clutch. We're making critical plays everywhere it counts with the state's only level one trauma center, Nevada's only burn care center, the state's sole transplant center, and Nevada's most advanced comprehensive pediatric care at Children's Hospital of Nevada at UMC. Your hometown hospital supports our hometown team. Go Runnin' Rebels. To find out more, visit umcsn.com.
Over the last 2 years, NV Energy employees, the company, and the NV Energy Foundation gave more than $10 million in financial and in-kind contributions to help organizations like UNLV Sports Properties. That includes 78,000 volunteer hours by NV Energy's 2,450 Power of Good volunteers. UNLV Sports Properties is proud to have NV Energy as a partner and thanks them for their ongoing commitment to our community.
At Findlay Toyota, our mission statement reads, a world-class environment dedicated to building lifelong relationships through integrity and commitment. If that sounds like a family business you'd like to do business with, come in today. At Findlay Toyota, we'll do anything to sell you a car.
U.S. Bank offers easy person-to-person payments with Zelle. Person-to-person, like the sometimes fan to the super fan for that last-minute ticket to the game. Or the tailgate guest to the tailgate griller for the pregame grub. Pay whoever for whatever, whenever, with Zelle. It's free in the U.S. Bank mobile app. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle Network is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, U.S. Bank member FDIC.
Turn the world's most refreshing beer into courtside cheers. Get the Coors Light XP app to start earning points towards one-of-a-kind experiences and rewards, like exclusive access to your favorite sporting events and Coors Light gear. Coors Light XP. Download it from the App Store today. No purchase necessary in select states. Rewards subject to availability while supplies last. 50 US/DC 21+ only. See terms in-app and at CoorsLight.com/XP. Great beer, great responsibility. 2017 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Back here at Bailiwick, inside the Orleans Hotel Casino. Our next to last show next week, our last coaches show of the year. It's amazing how quickly this year has gone. I mean,
time flies when you're having fun.
Absolutely. And for the most part, what we said at the very beginning of the year when we watched that first scrimmage, this has been a really fun year. And it's not over yet. There's a lot of fun yet to be had. Haven't had much fun the last couple of games, but we'll get that turned around.
You're right.
John Santa, Robert Smith, and head coach Marvin Menzies talking Run Rebel basketball and basketball in general. We were talking about kids and understanding team concept and things like that. But we also, Coach, you mentioned your career, and you got hired. You were a head coach acting as an assistant, and you finally got hired as a head coach.
Right.
And Robert and I, you know, we've been around the game quite a bit. We've talked about it. I really think, and I think Robert agrees with me, there are head coaches and there are assistant coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And it's rare to find someone who can do both exceptionally well.
Right.
It's very rare to find someone who can transition from being one to the other. And I just wanted to get your feelings about that.
Well, transitioning from the assistant to the head is if you can make that transition, then obviously
you're
can
a head
be a
coach,
good coach,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
But it's transitioning back if you have to.
Rob Jeter,
perfect example. That's a little bit of a challenge, you know, to have the whole enchilada underneath you, and then all of a sudden now, okay, you got this box. and so that's, you know, that poses its own challenges. But I think the biggest thing for me that I realized this was kind of my calling was just based on why I got into it in the first place. You know, I miss a lot of components of being an assistant coach because that's why I got into it. It was just, you know, the giving back and, you know, the camaraderie with the guys. The development piece is still intact, and I still have to do it. I just get it done at a higher level. But, like, I don't get to – do some of the things that the assistant coaches get to. And the players look at you differently now.
Yeah.
You know, they might not get as relaxed around you, around the head coaches as they do some of the assistants. So so that it has its pros and cons to both sides of it.
Robert, you've coached at a variety of levels. Mm-hmm. Have you enjoyed it? Is it just a matter of staying close to the game, or are there specific things related? I know you work with a lot of young kids too.
Yeah. Well, the reason why I stayed at the high school level was because I like the development stage of the game. You know, getting kids to understand fundamentals, developing, you know, as players and watching them grow. Matter of fact, I did some semi-pro coaching, and I had an opportunity to work with the Bucks, the Milwaukee Bucks, and you know I didn't like it at that level because a lot of guys feel that they already know the game and you can't teach them anything. But I found they needed even more up there. But I enjoy coaching because, like I said, I like developing. I like seeing kids develop. But I was in and out of it, and you know, I was thinking about going a little further with it, but I said, I don't know if I want to do it that long.
Yeah, I didn't know either after last night.
I think I had one of those nights that made me decide.
See, what would happen? You know, all teams have off nights, and
yeah.
You know, what would happen if a coach, you know, didn't have quite the control? And just, you know, I don't need to be watching this right now.
Just walk away.
I'm sure it's happened. I don't know when, but I'm sure. Yeah. Google it.
I don't know if I told you the story. This is a story about the NBA. There was a coach in the NBA named Butch Van Bredikoff. And he was coaching a game, and it was for the Lakers, and they were getting absolutely blown out, smoked in the first quarter.
Right.
And there was a referee, longtime ref in the NBA named Mendy Rudolph.
Yeah.
And Van Bredikoff, there's about 2 minutes left in the first quarter, and they're already down by 15 or 20 points, and he starts laying into the referee and screaming at him, and Mendy just stops. And the action goes to the other end of the floor, and Mendy just stops and turns and looks at him and goes, "Butch, I got to stay here and watch this all night. So do you. Sit down and shut up."
Hey, when I was playing with the Milwaukee Bucks, Don Nelson, he kept bugging the ref all night because we were playing bad. So he turned to one of the refs and said, "Look, either you throw me out of here, I'm gonna keep cursing you out all night. Cause I don't want to watch the way my team is playing."
Wow.
Hey, Don was like that though. Nelly was he was funny, man. But if we were playing bad, he goes, "Look, I don't want to be here. Could you throw me out of this?"
He would just be honest with him.
Oh, yeah. He let him know.
And did they?
Huh?
They took care of him?
No. They wouldn't do it.
I've only been kicked out of one game intentionally. It was at UTEP, which is a big rival for New Mexico State.
Right, that's right.
And I thought we were getting a horrible whistle, and I thought that our guys were kind of shell-shocked. And I thought we had a better team, but it was not going in the right direction. And I said, "You know what? I'm gonna." And it's hard to do that.
Yeah.
It's hard to make that decision. That okay, that's the ultimate. Like, all right, I'm gonna remove myself.
Wow.
From the situation.
Right.
and see if I could get the guys to do exactly what happened. And we ended up getting kicked out, and the guys we ended up coming back and winning.
Is that right?
Yeah, and it was one of those deals. I knew they needed that at that time. The way it was going, they needed to just totally band together and play harder, and it wasn't something that I was going to get done any other way.
Well, how about Steve Kerr the other night? He's like, you know, the guys are tired of listening to me, so I'm going to let them, you know, talk to the other players.
Had the guys coach?
Yeah, he had the guys coach. They had them running plays for each other.
Well, that happens in Cleveland all the time. They just don't make it official.
I know.
Well, you know, this gets into the relationship between coaches and officials, and it's such a bizarre thing because, you know, there's a ritual. Before every game, the officials come over and they shake hands,
right,
and they hug, and there's a big smile, and there's a "how you doing, how's the family?" And, you know, you've seen this guy four times a year,
right,
for the last 11 years,
right?
And then as soon as the national anthem's over, there's some coaches – it's just immediately the horns come out, you know, on the official, and the fangs grow, and they become something other than a human being.
And they want to run over to him, but not to hug him.
No, right. Absolutely not. And I really admire the way you deal with the officials, because you get on them a little bit, but it always ends, or it usually, I won't say always, yeah. And I won't mention the specific officials with it, with whom it doesn't end this way.
Appreciate that.
Don't say it.
But it usually ends a few minutes later with a laugh, a smile, a chuckle, a pat on the back, something where you remind them that you're a good guy.
Right. And what's the old saying?
More flies with honey than vinegar?
Vinegar. And it's true. I think it's true. I think, because I don't think down deep officials really care who wins. I just don't. Now, can they be influenced by crowds? And yes, I mean, I'm sure, especially the younger, more inexperienced guys that make a tough call, you know, and those kinds of things. But for the most part, during the flow of the game, I don't think the officials say, I'm going to cheat for this other team intentionally. Now, talent and skill set is, you know, something different. But so if you keep that in the back of your mind, then you can usually process the information or the bad call or the good call and get it to them for what they really need to look at. You know, we talked about this earlier today. Yeah. The one kid, they have one kid, Taylor, who gets to the free throw line a lot, and he does a lot of maybe a little extra stuff to get to the free throw line. Yeah. And so as an official, if you're aware of that, you're quicker to not call a foul that's not a foul.
Right.
Because you're watching his response. And we had one of the guys on the crew I didn't think was really great at catching that. And we had a couple other guys that were really experienced at it. So it just, you know, it just goes from game to game as well.
I think the officials, you know, yeah, officials are going to miss calls and you know, you're going to have bad nights. And we're not shy about pointing that out on the radio. But I think officials, the best officials, are the ones who are willing to talk to the players or talk to the coaches. The guys who turn their back and just walk away and act as if they're more important than the player or they can't be bothered, that's not helping anybody, because all that's going to do is add frustration. But the official who's willing to talk to you, explain their decision, whether to a coach, maybe even say, you know what, I might have kicked that one a little bit.
Right.
I think that's an official that earns your respect and is a better official.
100%. I speak at officials have clinics like basketball clinics, right, and stuff like that. So I speak at those quite regularly, and you know, that's another way to develop a rapport and relationships with these guys. Life is about relationships, right? But so I speak to their ability or inability to communicate with the coaches, and how we rank them, and we send in to our assigner, Bobby Dibler, you know, who we want back, who we didn't like, who we do like, and you know, we typically send favorable evaluations on the guys that are good communicators. Like a guy that'll tell you, say, hey, you know, he didn't do this or he didn't do that, and they go, you know what, I think I might have screwed that one up. What do you say as a coach?
Right,
you're like,
right.
Okay, well, get it right next time. you kind of go, you know, okay, and you just
right,
move on,
right,
you know, because they're people too. Yeah.
In theory, absolutely, or most,
right,
theory.
Right.
Most of them are, yeah, most of them are, absolutely. Coach, we really enjoyed talking to you. We're going to take another break. We got a couple guys here.
Got a couple guys, you know. I thought it'd be nice to bring some of the silent giants up in here.
They are two of the more quiet human beings on the Rudder Rebel team.
Well, Shaq is not really too quiet. He's just humble, you know. Jay's quiet. I'm going to make his butt talk tonight. But, no, I got, you know, two phenomenal human beings and guys, part of our family. We brought Jay Green and Shaq Ndimbali in tonight as we bring rotating the players, too. I thought it'd be good to get some conversation with guys that don't play a bunch of minutes but have a vision of where we're going and you know, their roles in it and down the road.
That sounds great. Well, you get to pick who goes first.
Let's go with Shekna first.
Uh-oh.
And, he's going to have to finish,
go with the experienced guy first.
He's going to have to finish them fries, and then we'll get him up here. Shekna Ndimbali will join us when we come back. You're listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the UNLV Sports Network from Learfield.
With Nevada's highest level of care, UMC is here to deliver in the clutch. We're making critical plays everywhere it counts with the state's only Level 1 Trauma Center, Nevada's only Burn Care Center, the state's sole transplant center, and Nevada's most advanced, comprehensive pediatric care at Children's Hospital of Nevada at UMC. Your hometown hospital supports our hometown team. Go Runnin' Rebels. To find out more, visit umcsn.com.
When is Dad's birthday? Did you hit reply all by accident? Why is your emergency kit filled with jelly beans? You've got a lot to think about. At AAA, we want to take auto and home insurance off your mind. Just visit a AAA branch. Call 800-JOIN-AAA or visit AAA.com/protect for a quote. And right now, we'll give you a free safety starter kit. Two problems solved. Offer good through March 31st, 2018, while supplies last. Restrictions apply.
Runnin' Rebel Basketball is here, so you know what that means. It's the time to gather around at Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. And why would you go anywhere else? We have over 32 TVs, great Budweiser specials for all Rebel games, and the best bar food, voted by you in the 2017 Best of Las Vegas survey. Yep, another one. Come be a part of the excitement this season and join other Rebel fans as they cheer on the team and cheers to a win. Or if you want to host your own viewing party, ask about reserving our bungalow room. Born and Raised on Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango, and in Henderson on St. Rose and Eastern.
He's down and might be out for the season.
What if basketball players have warranties? It's not pretty when you see your star player go down. It could change the whole season. But what if players had warranties? Like the 2017 Nissan Titan with America's best limited truck warranty. They'd be up and running in no time. Take on today. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the UNLV Rebels.
Go!
Call 1-888-858-8319 or see dealer for limited truck warranty details.
Discount Tire, proud sponsor of UNLV basketball, wants to know, what kind of basketball fan are you? Are you a committed fan? A cheer for the underdog fan? A shout at the ref for that call fan? No matter what, we're all fans of saving. So while the buckets drop and buzzers get beat, stop by your local Discount Tire and get the lowest prices on tires and wheels. Because saving is winning. Discount Tire, where America saves on tires.
Turn the world's most refreshing beer into courtside cheers. Get the Coors Light XP app to start earning points towards one-of-a-kind experiences and rewards, like exclusive access to your favorite sporting events and Coors Light gear. Coors Light XP. Download it from the App Store today. No purchase necessary in select states. Rewards subject to availability while supplies last. 50 US/DC 21+ only. See terms in-app and at CoorsLight.com/XP. Great beer, great responsibility. 2017 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
In a blink, just think of all the games, teams, hopes, and dreams that live and die. Because greatness lies in the blink of an eye. With the Contour Sports app from Cox, you can watch a game live and track multiple games at once, all right there on your TV. Don't miss a big play while you're checking your phone. Access the Contour Sports app from Cox with voice control or through the main menu and get stats and scores on your TV screen without interrupting the game. This is the sports app on Contour from Cox. Visit cox.com/contour to learn more.
Hi, yes, hello, I'm Greg, and that was my souffle. I was baking for my French dessert club, and I need a kitchen with real counter space. That's why I'm using the U.S. Bank loan portal for my mortgage. Oh, hold on. Ugh, failed to rise again, just like my hopes for this apartment. Anyway, the loan portal makes the mortgage process simpler and more convenient, so I can find the home that fits my life.
Go to usbank.com to learn more. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Loan approval subject to credit approval and program guidelines. Interest rates and program terms subject to change without notice. Mortgage and deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Back here at Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino. John Sandler, Robert Smith with you. Coach Menzies visiting with the crowd. Our audience here. Our next to last show. Hard to believe. And now visiting with one of our favorite guys. He's always smiling. He's always working hard. He has never, ever caused a problem. He will never, ever cause a problem. This is going to be a young man who is going to be a credit to this program, not only while he is here at UNLV, but for the rest of his career and wherever life takes him. He is truly one of the finest individuals we have had here at UNLV. Shekna Dembele joining us here. Shekna, a bientôt.
Yes, sir.
Bienvenue. Nice to see you.
Merci.
Shekna in his second year with the Runner Rebels, and a very different year this year, Shekna, than last year in a lot of different ways, right?
Oh, yeah. This year is like really, really different than last year. We have a lot of new players, and everything is kind of different, like from like on the court and even off the court, like everything's way different than last year.
Yeah.
Would you say better?
Yeah, much better. Yeah. Like, much better.
The guys seem to get along so well, and I know things have been rough the last couple of games, and that's always going to cause a little bit of this and that, but you guys have done such a great job this year of kind of sticking together.
Oh, yeah. That's what Coach talked to us about every day, like every day after every game. Like, no matter after win or lose, we got to always stay together as a family.
He preaches family all the time, and I know that was a big part. I mean, you're a long way from home.
Oh, yeah.
Mali is the home. If you don't know where Mali is, check it out, West Africa. Is home desert? Is it similar to Vegas in the climate a little bit?
Yeah.
So it's dry.
Yeah, it's dry.
Yeah. I thought so. How has the adjustment been? I mean, you're a long way from home. Has that been very, very difficult?
No, really, because coming here was like a dream for me. So when I came here, I was just now I just gotta keep working. Not really think about home. I miss home, but I don't really think about it. I just try to focus on what I'm doing here right now.
What do you think about the city now that you've been here and learned a little bit more about it?
I don't know. I think Las Vegas is a nice city and everything, but I don't know. Like, I think I was going to be same, like, no matter where I go, because I don't really go out. I don't do much. Right. So Vegas or, like, another city, it was going to be same for me. But I think Vegas is, like, really nice.
Yeah. Have you been back home since you've started at UNLV?
Yes, last summer I was home.
So what did you tell your friends about? I mean, they've not been to Las Vegas, right? What did you tell them about your experience here?
They just, before I go home, I took some pictures. So I showed them those pictures. And when I tell them, like, I'm living in Las Vegas, they were just surprised, because it's a dream for all of them to come here one day. Mm-hmm. So they was asking me about the trip, about all those stuff. So I tell them what I know.
You know a lot. And Robert, you and I, we watch the team. Obviously, we get a chance to see a little bit inside that fans don't. One of the things that impresses me so much about Shekna is, despite the fact he's maybe not playing as many minutes this year, he's still a leader on this team.
Yeah.
And the guys respect him. Do you take pride in that? You're a sophomore, but you're also one of the veterans on this very young team and an experienced team. Do you take pride in being a leader?
Yes, I do. Because I don't really try to be leader. Uh-huh. I'm just trying to help my teammate. Because coach always asks us to hold each other accountable. So I'm just trying to do what he's asking us to do. So if that means being leader sometime, that's just what I'm trying to do.
I noticed from last year to this year. Last year he was more standing back and watching things, and then I came early in the year before you guys started practicing, when you guys were doing all your getting in shape stuff.
Yeah.
And I saw him helping McCoy finish a lot of the drills and stuff, and I knew then, I was like, he's changed already. Oh, you know, becoming a leader.
I watch him in practice, and if a guy isn't getting it done quite, he sounds so sweet with that little French accent, but he can bark at you a little bit and say, come on, let's go. And, the coaches will call out an instruction or a play, and all of a sudden you hear this, this big voice.
Right.
And it's Shekness repeating it and making sure the guys, know what's going on.
That's leadership.
That is leadership right there. You have developed a special relationship with Mbake.
Yes.
And, obviously you're both from Africa. You're from different parts of Africa. He's from Senegal. You're from Mali.
Yeah.
You didn't know each other before you both got here.
No.
We had him on. He is such an engaging personality. He's such a, you immediately like the kid. Tell us about your relationship with him and how you've helped him in his freshman year.
I think Mbake is like a really good guy, because one thing I really like about him is he's always ready to listen, because if somebody listens to you, you're ready to talk to him, ready to help him. Mm-hmm. So he just feel like every time I try to talk to him, even if he's like kind of mad or upset, he really listens to me. So I was here last year, I was freshman, and there was CJ and Uche trying to help me. Sometimes when I have like bad game or when I get upset, all this, they talk to me and try to lift me up.
Chris Jones, you're talking.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So that's what I'm trying to do with him, because he's from Africa too, and I know like maybe sometime he even miss home and everything because he haven't been home since he been here. So I just try to talk to him because he listened to me and help him.
So you're like a big brother to him, then.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
When you guys talk, do you speak English? Do you speak French?
We speak French when we don't want other people to know what we're talking about.
Now that's honest. They speak French when they don't want anybody else to know what's going on. Yeah, have the teammates figured that out yet?
They get mad sometimes, but.
But you know what's funny? When I played over in France, my kids went to French school, so they learned the language real quick. So whenever we would come back to the States and they'd be in the mall and they'd see people walking around, ooh, regard le gros cochon. And everybody was like, what are they speaking? They little French that they learn. But they talk about people and laugh about it.
Yeah.
It's funny, man, because when you don't want your teammates to know, they speak a little French.
Yeah. Well, we got another guy who speaks a foreign language who's going to come up and visit with us here in just a moment. He speaks the Australian, so we'll get him up here in just a moment. But Chekna, we want to thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
So
we know we'll get a chance to visit with you again. You did such a great job in the classroom.
That's right.
Such a great job on the court. As I said, you are going to be a pillar. You're going to be somebody that this Rebel program, everybody associated with the Rebels, can be proud of for a long time. And it's a pleasure to see you up here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Check to DeBelli. We'll take
Thank
a break.
You.
Come back. Jay Green's going to join us. You're listening to Runner Rebel, to Marvin Menzies' radio show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the UNLV Sports Network from Learfield.
License number NSCB 79415.
I've been reading about tap water.
You never cease to amaze me.
Dude, your body is 60% water.
So?
So, where's that water coming from?
Cut to the chase.
Okay, here's the deal. It's almost impossible to get pure water when you live in an industrialized society.
You're nuts. You know that, right?
Drinking water is treated to make sure it doesn't have any germs or bacteria in it. No living organisms.
I'm in favor of that.
Well, me too. But a lot of what goes down your drain shows up again in your drinking water.
Like what?
Pharmaceuticals, chemicals, environmental contaminants. It's not a pretty picture.
So what's the answer?
The Sunny Plumber is coming to my house to test my water right in front of me.
How much?
Free.
Why?
Because they have the perfect solution. I'm thinking of doing it.
Keep me informed.
I will.
Called you Sunny, you came to run this morning singing.
Go to thesunnyplumber.com.
Nevada businesses have been through some tough times, and we've been right here with you through thick and thin, helping self-insured groups get the best workers' comp programs, affordable coverage that meets your needs, and a company that stands by you all the way. From helping establish safety programs to conducting inspections, we are here when you need us. Pro Group Management is the national award-winning team you can trust to stay with you. After all, we've been here with you for over 20 years, through good economic times and bad. Find out how to have Pro Group Management work for you. Visit our website at pgmnv.com to receive a free cost savings analysis now. That's pgmnv.com. Or call our Las Vegas office at 702-740-4380. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Trying to get it to McCoy instead of cross court to Hardy. Hardy, a three from the left side, is good.
Got it going.
See, they can make a basket. Rough one last night. Rebels had trouble shooting, but they'll get it together. John Sandler, Robert Smith, and now joined by Jay Green. And Jay, to the Runner Rebels from Phoenix by way of Sydney, Australia, where he grew up. And Jay, pleasure to have you here. Coach said he was going to make you talk, but we know you're just awfully quiet amongst your teammates, but you bring some special things to the Rebels and the program, not only the perspective of coming again from another culture and coming from Sydney. You bring an SAT score that is astronomical. How are you enjoying college?
It's been a big change. I've enjoyed it so much. So far, it's been... we've been hit the road running since day one, so busy with balancing basketball and schoolwork, but it's been fun. I've enjoyed it so far.
Has it been a little bit frustrating not maybe playing as much, or are you just kind of settling in and going with the flow?
When you're competitive, it's always going to be frustrating sitting there, but you know, when the team's out there winning games, it makes it a lot easier. Last couple games, you know, you get a little bit antsy. You want to get out there, you want to play, help the team, but at the end of the day, you just got to trust the coaches and you know, trust that your time's going to come around.
Coach made a big a point earlier talking about, you know, three games left and then you don't know what, and there's still a lot to accomplish. Mm-hmm. Do you think the team is getting back into that mindset? You know, these last two games, as Coach said, has kind of been the valley after consistent improvement and getting better and better and better. You know, can you get the traction back and get it back going in the right direction?
Definitely. I think these last two games have been an awesome wake-up call for us. And, you know, every team has that little, as Coach said, the valley in their season. And I think it's better to get it out the way right now rather than a couple weeks come tournament time.
Are you tired of Brandon McCoy making fun of your Australia? What's left of your Australian accent?
I've been in the States 3 years now. I've grown used to it. It's not too bad.
I tell you what, I told the story. We pulled up to that Outback when we were on the road trip, and he started in on you, and it was just he's something, isn't it?
Yeah, he's a character. It's fun. It's fun.
Robert, you know, Jay's in a difficult role, a freshman. You know, adjusting to school, adjusting to a new town and surroundings and all that, yeah. and adjusting to Division I basketball. I really like the way he handles himself.
I do too.
They're never causing a problem.
No, and the thing, I kind of know what he's going through now, because when I first got over to France, you know, I didn't know much about being overseas and having played in the States in college and in the NBA. And then I change and go over to a whole new country. You know, it was a big, big change for me, learning the language, you know, learning people, learning the culture. And I know what he's going through. You know, you start missing home, but you wanna learn more about your surroundings. But, I mean, I think I enjoy watching him play, even when he gets out on the floor. And sometimes he doesn't get a lot of time. But to me, when he's out there, it's like he's been out there the whole time playing, because he doesn't look out of place.
Absolutely. You know how hard your teammates root for you when you get on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that's cool.
Yeah. That's neat.
Yeah, they're rooting for you. Earlier in the season, I know they can't do it as much in conference games, but earlier in the season, I know they ran a couple plays for you, trying to, you know, get you on the board and get buckets. Do you get a little nervous when you know they're doing that?
Not too nervous, you know. it's either going to go in or it's not, so you just got to – he's got to hope for the best.
What do you need to work on this summer to earn more playing time as you grow in the program?
I think defensively, I think we're going to need someone that can step up and, you know, contain some of the star players for the other teams, which is something that we've had some issues with this season. And, you know, hopefully that's a role that I can, you know, take on. And I think confidence is going to be another big thing, you know, not playing too many minutes this year, bouncing back and being able to hit the court with the confidence will, it's going to help me help the team to the best of my ability. So, yeah, those are probably the two biggest things.
And what your major is going to, are you going to major with kinesiology or something
yeah.
like that?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know you want to be a athletic trainer or a physical therapist or a fitness guy.
Yeah,
right?
Something down that path. Yeah.
So are you going to, I mean, you're going to be one of these guys, I turn on the TV when I can't sleep and, oh, look, there's Jay on the beach with, you know, four beautiful girls putting everybody through workouts.
Hopefully.
Yeah, Bondi Beach, you and the fitness queens or
right.
something.
Yeah.
Jay and the fitness queens coming soon to a theater near you. It's coming at you. Well, Jay, we really appreciate it. Before you leave, I want you to do us a favor. We always do a raffle. We usually do it between during commercials, but we're doing it on air this time. And in your best Australian accent, I want you to read out the number of the winner here so we can give away tickets for the Reno game. And in your best Australian accent.
Best. Okay. it's number 6885220.
Yeah, that
went. Uh-oh, there she is.
There's the winner right there. Last question. Aussie rules football. Insane or thoroughly entertaining?
It's entertaining once you work out what's going on. It's, yeah. it takes a little bit of time, but it's something to watch.
Yeah, it takes a little while to figure out what those guys in the white coats are doing at the end, doing with their little flags. But I think it's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Jay, really appreciate it. Thanks for coming by. Yeah, I know we'll get a chance to visit as you move through your Rebel career. That's Jay Green. We'll take a break. Come back. Coach Menzies will join us for our final segment. You're listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the UNLV Sports Network from Learfield.
Over the last 2 years, NV Energy employees, the company, and the NV Energy Foundation gave more than $10 million in financial and in-kind contributions to help organizations like UNLV Sports Properties. That includes 78,000 volunteer hours by NV Energy's 2,450 Power of Good volunteers. UNLV Sports Properties is proud to have NV Energy as a partner and thanks them for their ongoing commitment to our community.
He's down and might be out for the season.
What if basketball players have warranties? It's not pretty when you see your star player go down. It could change the whole season. But what if players had warranties? Like the 2017 Nissan Titan with America's best limited truck warranty. They'd be up and running in no time. Take on today. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the UNLV Rebels.
Go!
Call 1-888-858-8319 or see dealer for limited truck warranty details.
There are things all doctors have in common, like advanced degrees and impressive medical knowledge. So what separates Dignity Health doctors from the rest? Kindness. We believe that patients treated with kindness heal quicker. Studies have even proven it to be true. Maybe that's why more and more people choose our physicians. Find your new doctor at dhmgnv.org. Dignity Health. Including caring doctors from Dignity Health Medical Group, Nevada. Hello, human kindness.
Discount Tire, proud sponsor of UNLV basketball, wants to know, what kind of basketball fan are you? Are you a committed fan? A cheer for the underdog fan? A shout at the ref for that call fan? No matter what, we're all fans of saving. So while the buckets drop and buzzers get beat, stop by your local Discount Tire and get the lowest prices on tires and wheels. Because saving is winning. Discount Tire, where America saves on tires.
Okay, sorry. All right, here we go. Back here at Bailiwick, inside the Orleans Hotel Casino, John Sandler, Robert Smith, about to be rejoined by the very proud head coach, Marvin Menzies. And proud because you got two really outstanding kids right there in Shekman Dembele and Jay Green. I mean, you know, yeah, they're basketball players, but these are two guys who are growing up and are going to be really good people.
They're going to make more money than me, too.
Both of them. Trust
me. And have less headaches, right?
Yeah, they're not going to be coaches. They're great kids, and they're a real credit to the program.
You know, I like to bring the whole team through throughout the year. We didn't bring the red shirts this year, Ben and George, but and we may get them on in the last episode unless we end up going with Jason Cabo or Brian Lindell, who's our
athletic trainer,
and then Jason is our strength and condition coach. I think they'd be kind of interesting to talk to. But I think to a man, we have high character kids. Yeah. Now we have kids, young men in training to be men, but I think they are the salt of the earth. I have nothing but the utmost respect for all the guys in our program, and that's one of the reasons and the core values of why I think we'll be successful.
Does it bother you that with guys like Noah, who's redshirting, and Jay and Shekna, that and no offense here, mm-hmm. but you got a lot of people who are smarter than you on your team?
It doesn't bother me because, you know, the old saying, when you're the smartest guy in the room, you need to go to another room.
There you go. Exactly right.
How am I going to learn unless I surround myself with intelligence, you know?
Those are some bright kids, though.
Oh, they are. I tell you, they got better GPA than I did. Right? So we had it's big.
Robert had a PGA.
we had great assistance by Connor Robertson, too, with just want to give him a little shout-out, our academic guy as well. So
New Mexico on Sunday. We've only got a few seconds, Coach. Yep. I know guarding the three is going to be important. And getting out, making some shots, and just playing hard.
Playing hard, playing loose, playing confident, playing together, and having fun, man. Let's have some fun and be the running rebels of who we are.
I love it. Running rebels in action against New Mexico. We'll be on the air at 10:30 a.m. Las Vegas time. Grab your coffee or your bloody or whatever your poison is and join us on Running Rebel pregame. We'll be on the air at 11 o'clock then for the tip. Rebels back home Wednesday against Reno. That's going to do it for us here. Only one more show next week. Come join us. For Robert, for Coach, for Jared back in our studios, our engineer Homer Gernschwantz, this is John Sandler saying thanks for listening. Talk to you Sunday from Albuquerque. Have a great weekend, everybody.
You've been listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show, brought to you by Fenley Toyota, MGM Resorts International, NV Energy, and by Fenley Chevrolet. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Rebel Sports Network.